If the great gods be just, they shall assist the deeds of justice men.
Know, worthy Pompey, that what they do delay, they not deny.
Whiles we are suitors to their throne, decays the thing we sue for.
We, ignorant of ourselves, beg often our own harms, which the wise powers deny us for our good. So find we profit by losing of our prayers.
I shall do well. The people love me, and the sea is mine. My powers are crescent, and my auguring hope says it will come to the full. Mark Antony in Egypt sits at dinner, and will make no wars without doors. Caesar gets money where he loses hearts. Lepidus flatters both, of both is flattered, but he neither loves nor either cares for him.
Caesar and Lepidus are in the field. A mighty strength they carry.
Where have you this? 'Tis false.
From Menacrates, sir.
He dreams. I know they are in Rome together, looking for Antony. But all the charms of love, salt Cleopatra, soften thy waned lip. Let witchcraft join with beauty, lust with both. Tie up the libertine in a field of feasts, keep his brain fuming. Epicurean cooks sharpen with cloyless sauce his appetite, that sleep and feeding may prorogue his honor, even to a lethid dullness.
Pompey!
How now, Menacrates?
This is most certain that I shall deliver. Mark Antony is every hour in Rome expected. Since he went from Egypt, 'tis a space for further travel.
I could have given less matter a better ear. Menace, I did not think this amorous servitor would have donned his helm for such a petty war. His soldiership is twice the other twain. But let us rear the higher our opinion, that our stirring can from the lap of Egypt's widow pluck the narrow lust-wearied Antony.
I cannot hope Caesar and Antony shall well greet together. His wife that's dead did trespasses to Caesar. His brother warred upon him, although I think not moved by Antony.
I know not, Menace, how lesser enmities may give way to greater. Were it not that we stand up against them all, 'twere pregnant they should square between themselves. For they have entertained cause enough to draw their swords. But how the fear of us may cement their divisions and bind up the petty difference we yet not know. Be it as our gods will have it, it only stands our lives upon to use our strongest hands. Come, Menace, Menacrates.
The world and my great office will sometimes divide me from your bosom.
All which time, before the gods, my knee shall bow my prayers to them for you.
My Octavia, read not my blemishes in the world's report. I have not kept my square. But that to come shall all be done by the rule. Good night, dear lady. Now, sirrah, you do wish yourself in Egypt?
Would I had never come from thence, nor you thither.
If you can, your reason?
I see it in my motion, have it not in my tongue, but yet hie you to Egypt again.
Say to me, whose fortunes shall rise higher, Caesar's or mine?
Caesar's. Therefore, O Antony, stay not by his side. Thy demon, that's thy spirit which keeps thee, is noble, courageous high, unmatchable, where Caesar's is not. But near him thy angel becomes a fear, as being overpowered. Therefore, make space enough between you.
Speak this no more.
To none but thee, no more but when to thee. If thou dost play with him at any game, thou art sure to lose. And of that natural luck, he beats thee against the odds. Thy luster thickens when he shines by. I say again, thy spirit is all afraid to govern thee near him. But he away, 'tis noble.
Get thee gone. Say to Ventidius I would speak with him. He shall to Parthia. Be it art or hap, he hath spoken true. The very dice obey Caesar. And in our sports my better cunning faints under his chance. If we draw lots, he speeds. His cocks do win the battle still of mine, when it is all to naught, and his quails ever beat mine, in hooped at odds. I will to Egypt, and though I make this marriage for my peace, in the east my pleasure lies.
Trouble yourselves no further. Pray you hasten your generals after.
Sir, Mark Antony will end but kiss Octavia, and we'll follow.
Until I shall see you in your soldier's dress, which will become you both, farewell.
We shall, as I conceive the journey, be at the mount before you, Lepidus.
Your way is shorter. My purposes do draw me much about. You'll win 2 days upon me.
Sir, good success.
Farewell.
from Italy. Ram thou thy fruitful tidings in mine ears that long time have been barren.
Madam,
Antonius dead? If thou say so, villain, thou killst thy mistress. But well and free, if thou so yield him, there is gold. And here, my bluest veins to kiss, a hand that kings have lipped and trembled kissing.
First, madam, he is well.
Why, there's more gold. But, Sir Mark, we used to say the dead are well. Bring it to that, the gold I give thee will I melt and pour down thy ill-uttering throat.
Good madam, hear me.
Well, go to, I will. But there's no goodness in thy face. If Antony be free and healthful, so tart a favor to trumpet such good tidings? If not well, thou shouldst come like a fury, crowned with snakes, not like a formal man.
Will it please you, hear me?
I have a mind to strike thee ere thou speak'st. Yet, if thou say Antony lives, is well, or friends with Caesar, or not captive to him, I'll set thee in a shower of gold and hail rich pearls upon thee.
Madam, he is well.
Well said.
And friends with Caesar.
Thou'rt an honest man.
Caesar and he are greater friends than ever.
Make thee a fortune from me.
But yet, madam...
I do not like but yet. It does allay the good precedence. Fie upon but yet. But yet is as a jailer to bring forth a monstrous malefactor. Prithee, friend, pour out the pack of matter to mine ear, the good and bad together. He's friends with Caesar.
Yes.
In state of health, thou sayest?
Yes.
And thou sayest free.
Free, madam? No, I made no such report. He's bound unto Octavia.
For what good turn?
For the best turn, i' the bed.
I am pale, Charmian.
Madam, he's married to Octavia.
The most infectious... Pestilence upon thee!
Good madam, patience!
What say you? Hence! Horrible villain, or I'll spurn thine eyes like bulls before me!
Oh!
I'll unhair thy head!
Oh!
Thou shalt be whipped with wire and stewed in brine, smarting and lingering pickle!
Oh, gracious madam! I that do bring the news made not the match!
Say 'tis so, a province I will give thee and make thy fortune proud. The blow thou hadst shall make thy peace for moving me to rage. And I will boot thee with what gift beside thy modesty can beg.
He's married, madam.
Rogue, thou hast lived too long.
Nay, then I'll run. What mean you, madam? I have made no fault.
Good madam, keep yourself within yourself.
Some innocence scape not the thunderbolt. Melt Egypt into Nile and kindly creatures turn all to serpents. Call our man again. Though I am mad, I will not bite him. Call.
He is afeard to come.
I will not hurt him. These hands do lack nobility that they strike a meaner than myself, since I myself have given myself the cause. Come hither, sir. Though it be honest, it is never good to bring bad news. Give to a gracious message and host of tongues, but let ill tidings tell themselves when they be filled.
I have done my duty.
Is he married? I cannot hate thee worser than I do if thou again say yes.
He's married, madam.
The gods confound thee! Dost thou hold there still?
Should I lie, madam?
Oh, would thou didst, so half my Egypt were submerged and made a cistern for scaled snakes. Go, get thee hence! Had thou Narcissus in thy face, to me that would appear most ugly. He's married?
I crave your highness's pardon.
He's married.
Take no offense that I would not offend you. To punish me for what you make me do seems much unequal. He's married to Octavia.
Oh, that his fault should make a knave of thee. Thou art not what thou art sure of. Get thee hence. The merchandise which thou hast brought from Rome are all too dear for me. Lie thy upon thy hand and be undone by 'em.